This is exactly right.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute. Hey, I'm ghosted.
By Roz Hernandez.
Please.
Hey, boo. It's me, Roz. Oh my God, I guess it's like technically the Halloween episode. Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I haven't really done like a special Halloween episode or a live show or something this October. It's been a crazy one over here for me, but I mean, it's always Halloween. Come on. Not that many people. I mean, a lot of people do a Halloween episode. Honey, I do a Halloween year. Every single week, Halloween over here. So I apologize. I hope you enjoy today's episode because it's really fun. It's with Curly Velasquez, who was on like a year and a half ago. Curly has done a lot of ghost hunting and is a very spiritual person. And you might know Curly from BuzzFeed, social media, always fun, always funny. And this episode, you know, gets a little cheeky at times, but we had a great little kiki. So I hope you enjoy. I love you. I hope you're having a wonderful Halloween season, and I hope that you have a safe Halloween weekend. Patreon.com/RozRozVelez, link in the description for all that other good stuff. And I will see you on the flip side. Here's me talking once again with Curly Velasquez. On with the show. Curly's back.
Yes.
Curly. People better get on this video because Curly's got a button-down shirt with one button buttoned up. You have to tune into the video to see which.
Oh my God, I cut out the pockets out of these pants because you know how sometimes when you buy pants, they're kind of cheap and the pockets, you can see them, they're like massive. They look like diapers underneath. So I cut them off and I walked to the market right now with my dad and he was like, your thigh's hanging out. So it's like, shirt's open, thighs are hanging out.
Curly.
We're feeling frisky today.
Frisky.
Yes. How are you?
I'm so good.
Sweet angel pie.
The last time you were on this podcast was like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
You gave us so much.
And I literally just got my diagnosis for ADHD and OCD. So when I hear things play back, I'm like, oh, I literally will talk about 25 things in 2 seconds. So
that's exactly what I want. But it was all good.
Thank you. Good. I'm glad. I'm like, oh my God, did I take them on a ride or what's the...
Well, you've also done like a lot of ghost hunting.
I love ghosts. Like, ghosts literally was telling you how I was just at this wedding this weekend, and I'm having lunch or whatever with a gaggle of girls, and I'm like, I love fucking ghosts. I want to see more ghosts all the time.
You love fucking ghosts?
I love fucking ghosts. If I could, I would, to be honest. I mean...
You could. I've Googled before. There are, like, rituals and stuff that you can read about on how to conjure up a sex ghost.
I just like even the idea of a ritual, I'm already turned off. Like, I'm like, I have to do rituals on men that are alive. I have to do so much work. I want to skip the work. I should be able to bend over, face down, ass up, and just let the ghost have it. Like, I don't want to. You lost
Curly.
Me a ritual. verse. Not to make you think that I'm a strict follower.
If any ghosts are listening,
a verse ghost would be fun. But I was saying how, you were saying, talking about a ritual and then that threw me off and then I was thinking about being face down, ass up, and then I need to come back to...
You were doing this weekend, you were having lunch with ladies.
We were just talking about it. And then sure enough, I went back to my Airbnb and I think, you know, I experienced something.
Okay, lay it out. Give us all the details. Story time.
Okay, wait. So I definitely want to. Can I rest my arm on this table? Will that?
That's okay with us.
Maybe
yes.
Not. Okay. So I don't know. I'm gonna preface this. I'm bilingual, so preface this with, this could be an old house. It could be cold.
Haunted.
It could be. I don't know what it is, but I do know that we arrived on Friday, and Friday I would be in the restroom, and my best friend, one of my best friends who was sleeping in the living room or in the bedroom, I would hear noises, and I'm like, is that her? Like, is she walking around? Like, is she, what is she dropping stuff? And so I kind of ignored it. I was like, my best friend is kind of prone to accidents. I'm like, she's probably dropping shit, as usual. I ignore it. We go to the next thing. I have, I hang out with the girls. I have lunch with them. And I'm like, I would love to see a fucking ghost. I'm here for it. Right? Uh-huh. Go back home to our Airbnb. And at 2:30.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Okay.
I wake up to like a snapping noise, like almost like wood snapping above my head. And I'm like, is it the bed rest? Like, is it like the, because it was like made out of wood.
Like, wake
something
up.
Like, I don't know what, it was just like snapping. And I thought like, okay, like that's kind of, that's going to fucking wake me up. It's loud. I'm already like, ugh, like I just want to go to sleep. So I kind of like sit up in bed and I hear more snapping in the bedroom. And I had mentioned, and we'll get into this too, but I have a lot of dreams with ghosts all the time. And ghosts are, I feel like they'll talk to me in these dreams, or at least what I believe are spirits. And I'm always annoyed. I'm never scared. I'm never like, oh my God, what was that? I'm always like, shut up. So I wake up and I'm like, I get it. I mean, I'm laying in bed and there, something is clicking and clacking in the room. And I'm literally like, hello? Like, can you keep it down? I'm trying to sleep. I have a big day tomorrow. I'm going to a wedding. Please keep it down.
But, well, okay, you know what? Listen, I know a wedding's very important, but didn't you? You knew you were going to come on this podcast. You should have said, come on.
Let's see what
I need,
you got.
I need the content for this week.
Well, I also am like, am I, like, what's going on? So I feel very protected, by the way, and this is why mm-hmm. I feel like people are like, oh, my God, you shouldn't talk to ghosts. I feel like I'm like, look, I'm Central American. I roll deep with all the women in my family. I'm with my grandmother all the time, my abuela before who passed away, my mother, and I think of all the women. I think of my ancestors, and I'm like, I know how protective they are of me as their baby. I can only imagine how my ancestors on the other side, all the women, all the femmes, how they would be of me.
Right.
I'm constantly praying to La Virgen de Guadalupe. That is my girl. So I feel like I'm coming heavy with the femme power. So I'm like, yeah, almost like a little gay brat, like, you know?
Got it.
So I get up, I get out of bed, I walk down the hallway, and I can hear it, the same snapping noise in the hallway. And so I'm following it down, and I'm turning on the lights because I'm like, shut up. Like, literally, not even being nice, and I'm so sorry, but I could have been more patient maybe, but I was literally like, just shut up. Uh-huh. People are sleeping in this house. So I walk into the bedroom, and it's the living room, and it's continuing in the living room. And it's like, kind of just like, it just like snaps, like all around the living room. And I go into the living room, I turn on the lights. I'm telling it, like, please be quiet. And if you're here, if you're a spirit, please keep it down. Like, we're trying to sleep, and da 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 da. And then I start to get a little scared because then it went into the kitchen, like the same noises. And I'm like, maybe I'm not that brave, right? Like, maybe I am a little scared. So I started.
Was it dark?
It was dark. And as I was walking terrifying. In. Yeah, as I'm walking throughout the house. So the hallway would be dark, and I would hear in the hallway, and I'd turn on the lights. And then the living room would be dark, and then I would turn on the lights, and then it would move into the kitchen. So everywhere it was dark. Everywhere was dark.
And it was following you, snapping its fingers.
I mean, it was like, I'm not going nowhere. And yeah, I'm like following yeah. it down. So I follow it into the kitchen. And suddenly, I believe in, no matter what you practice in your faith or whatever, I do believe in the power of words. And so I do believe that when you call upon certain spirits, whatever God or spirit or anything that you believe in, when you speak it, I do believe that it's a protection. So, like, I was raised, by the way, Maya Angelou, my favorite person in the entire world to have ever existed, favorite Aries queen, would talk about how the power of words, and she would say that one day she's convinced that one day we'll be able to measure the power of each word. So even if you're, like, affirmations or whatever. So anyways, there I am in a dark kitchen talking to a ghost, and I'm like, Lord, like, singing, like, I never prayed to Jesus. I'm a Virgen de Guadalupe person, but in this moment I was like, Jesus, I'm gonna need a little bit of help. So I start singing Jesus songs, every song that I've known from Sister Act, right? And I literally am like, I'm going to bed, I'm done, I gotta go to sleep. So I start walking back, I'm turning off all the lights, and when I get to the door of my bedroom, the snaps were above my door now. And so I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
The sister act music didn't work.
No, it didn't work. But I don't understand because I'm like, look, am I tripping? Because is this just an old house that's setting in cold weather, which actually happens, right? But I'm like, am I talking to a creaky house? Am I like out here like manifesting a ghost, but like with a creaky house? And so I'm like, I don't know what it is. So I turn on all the lights in my bedroom, the bathroom door, all of it. The bathroom light, not the bathroom door. The door is open. And I'm just like, I am going to sleep with the lights on. Like, I am actually a little scared. Like, I'm not, I don't have anything of like, I don't have any of like my, like candles, my protection, like my photos of my grandmother, things that I usually will hold on to for protection in my own home or anywhere else in the world. Like, I always have, I didn't bring my wallet, but I always have like an image of La Virgen de Guadalupe on me, like most places that I go. And I was kind of like, oh shit, where's my stuff? Went to bed. I could hear it outside in the hallway, like not in my room anymore. But I was like, what is going on? Needless to say, I wrote a wonderful review on the Airbnb thing. Did not mention anything about the snapping. I wanted to. But I don't necessarily know.
Like, did you read the other reviews? It says here, in 1847, Jennifer Snappy Johnson was found dead.
You're lying.
In the house.
You're lying.
Her name was Snappy because no. She was number
Wait, Snappy. Are you for real? Oh, my God.
I don't find anything.
See, but if I had information like that, I would talk to Snappy. I would be like, Jennifer Snappy.
Jennifer Snappy Johnson.
Yes. Oh, I would live for that. Wait, I want to know, can you really find out if someone's died somewhere or anything like that? I'm sure you can in the records.
There's ways, yeah. You can, like, go to the actual records of a place, but I don't know that you can just, like, Google it.
I actually think that the apartment building, so, like, before I get into that.
Though I have before typed in addresses and found, like, news. Like, sometimes, like, LA Times has like a long archive. Uh-huh. Like I can think of two times where I've typed in the address and with like the word death after it.
Yeah.
And then I'll find LA Times articles from like the 80s or 70s.
Sidebar, I think if you could, I don't know if you want to, there's a massive house at the end of this block. And I believe there was a murder in that house that people don't talk about. And so my mom the other day was like, talking about, oh no, you can't buy property where someone died in. And I was like, Mom, with this economy, like, who cares? I don't care who died in there. Like, it depends on how, if it's a natural death, I'm cool with it. I'm okay, old lady. And I was like, and what are you talking about? Your neighbor, someone was murdered in your neighbor's house. What are you worried about? And she was like, what? What do you mean? I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that somebody was like murdered in that house. Like, that's like a thing that at least the teenagers when I was younger would talk about in this area, you know?
I mean, yeah, something that I've talked a lot about before is, like, this idea of the property becomes stigmatized, and then, you know, depending on who got murdered there, there's all these damn murder freaks that mm-hmm. will show up to your house and try to take a piece of it or try to take pictures of it or tours drive by it.
Which is also wild for me, too, because I was just listening to, what is that woman who supposedly axed her family 100 years ago.
Oh, like Lizzie Borden?
Lizzie Borden. And hearing about, like, the amusement park-esque appeal of it, of going to the house.
Yeah.
And, like, that is crazy to me.
Oh, the Jeffrey Dahmer tours and all of
that
it.
That is crazy to me,
people
too.
People love it.
People fucking love it.
I'm not into that. And honestly, it's so hard to do a podcast without talking about murder. Like, I try to avoid all of that.
Yeah.
But there's more to talk about than just, like, actual human beings
absolutely.
Getting slayed.
Sidebar, I will say, because somebody asked me, why do you like ghosts so much? And I think I was saying, for me, I was telling them, like, it's not so much about the ghosts or the fear aspect. For me, it's a little bit more selfish in that, and I may have said this before, but it allows me to understand that there is something after this life.
Yeah.
And it is, like, you don't really hear, you can hear some people talk about heaven or hell and maybe if they had a near-death experience and things like that. And a lot of people will write it off as like, you know, it's trauma and your brain does that naturally. But when it comes to ghost stuff, you're talking to people who are like there. They are awake. They were like, I was just in the kitchen and I know what I saw. And so for me, I'm like, What is that? Like, what is that thing?
It's like a little peek into the other side.
That's exactly what it is. You know, I was telling you about my dreams that I have. And in my dreams, I'm constantly talking to... By the way, sometimes I think in my dreams I go into either past lives or somebody else that's alive. But I'll be them. So, like, I'll have a dream that I'm, like, a whole different person. And my mother will be right next to me, who's not my mother. It's this person's mother.
Oh.
And I am... in awe, and I love this woman so much, and she's so powerful and so strong, but I have no idea who these people are, like, at all. And so I'll have dreams where I had my favorite one, actually, was that I was in someone's home, and it happens to me, I'm telling you, a lot. And the spirit will come in, and they'll be kind of disruptive. They'll move things, they'll knock things over, and my natural instinct, because I feel so protected, is to be like, spirit gang. Y'all handle. I'm not touching this.
This is your territory.
This is y'all. Yeah, you know. Uh-huh. So I had one in particular where the spirit was knocking things over, and
in your dream or actually
in my dream, yeah. And so I'm like, ugh, I'm so annoyed. I'm like yelling. I'm praying. I'm like, you're fucking annoying. And then something told me, why don't you just ask the spirit what it wants? And I know that there's spirits in the dream. I'm not like, what's happening? I'm like, this is a spirit. Here we go again. So I asked the spirit, what do you want? And it starts to like write on the wall, like on top. So like it was in a living room, and on the wall it starts to write like, I was murdered. I'm a doctor. I'm a woman. And she named like a country. I don't really ever share that part of it because I'm always like, I don't want to stigmatize where this country is, what this country is. But it was like, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, and then I started to talk to her. And then everything that she had destroyed in the dream slowly started to like unwind, unbend. Lamps were picked up and put back. And the spirit just wanted to just be heard. But I didn't know how to like help it, because I'm like, I don't know anybody in that country. I don't even know where to begin. Like, what do you need? But I have those all the time.
A real experience? Like, do you think you really are talking to this real human being that lived at one point?
It's kind of hard for me, because I know that I'm having conversations in these dreams. I can recognize that. And they're so vivid. They're not like dreams that I'm like, that was pretty weird. They're like a random elephant just walked into this room. They're all like, I'm in someone's home. I'm in a place of like where people live. I'm having these real conversations. I don't know.
You should look these people up.
I tried looking this this person up, but I didn't have a name. I didn't ask for a name. I need to start doing that. Next time I have one, I'll try to be remember. I just had one the other day, and I was fighting the spirit.
Well, see, that's the problem. You can't be fighting them.
I'm literally like mad. Like, I think I just go into the defense, and I think I need to be more because when I'm awake, I'm like, yeah, come talk to me. It's totally fine. But it's when I'm asleep that I think maybe there's a level of fear that I'm like, I've been asking you to come talk to me, and now here you are, and now I'm scared. Now I'm like ready to fight, you know?
Yeah. But that's what you have to be like, before I kick your ass, what's your name? Yeah. What year did you live in?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's always the same thing. Like, even if I go into, what do they call it? Like, sleep paralysis?
Oh, yeah.
Like, even if I go into sleep paralysis, and they say if you go into sleep paralysis and you see a spirit or whatever, that maybe it's your own spirit trying to get in, and you're fighting your own spirit. But I've also had weird things like that too, where I've looked at. By the way, I feel like, and I know I sound wild to a lot of people, but it's fine.
Not over here.
I'll come out of like my body, and I'll
astral project.
Yeah, and I'll look at my body, and it never looks like me. It always looks like have you ever gone to like a fish market, and all the fishes are like looking up at you. You have no attachment to it. You don't feel bad about this fish corpse with the eyeball and its mouth open. It's just, that's what my body looks like to me. I look at it and I'm like, huh. And I, for the longest time, I've had like three dreams or four dreams like that. And I didn't recognize that as myself until like the third time it happened. Because the first few times I was like, what is that on the floor?
Who is that fish?
Who's that fish thing? And then now I'm like, oh, I think it's me. I think my spirit is very just like, no connection. We don't feel anything for that body, you know?
It's just merely a vessel.
Do you have dreams like that too? Or
I've been having a lot of things happen in my dreams lately that are like signs that are like, I'm not a dreamer. I talk about this all the time. I don't dream very much. I get little blips. It's more so like, I recently woke up, I had someone's voice and their name in my head, and then something happened with them, like, instantly. Like, stuff like that keeps happening to me more and more. Or, like, I shared a couple months back, I was, like, falling asleep, and I heard the most horrific sound of, like, a car hitting a dog. Very horrible. I woke up the next morning, I was walking my dog, I had my earbuds in, and all of a sudden a car came out of nowhere and almost hit my dog. And I, like, pulled him back. Like, stuff like that that has been happening a lot to me.
Signs, yeah. I love that so much, but I have trouble trying to figure out what's a sign and what is like...
It's all a sign.
It's all a sign. But for me, like in my... Because I think that you get to determine, in the same way that you get to decide your boundaries, you get to decide what you're willing to put up with the human, what is something that affects you that might not affect somebody else. I do think that you can choose signals with the universe. Like when I see red... This means this. When I see like my grandmother that passed away, when she, I believe, is near me or communicates with me, I can think and feel cotton candy pink, if that makes sense. It'll just hit me. And usually I know that she wants me, that's my signal to check on her youngest daughter, who's my aunt. And I'm always on the money. Like, I always know, like, she... So it's weird because that's, like, my signal. So, I mean, you're developing, like, almost like a language with the universe, I feel, if you're having these dreams. If you're like, I don't dream, but this is what I think.
I take everything as a sign. Everything... I try to be hyper aware, but obviously I'm not, like, every second of every day, like, what does that mean? What does that mean? But, like, when things... I think that sometimes... The universe or whatever is trying to get my attention.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I'll put that in there. And then usually it's the same reason. Okay. My thing with psychics is always use them as confirmation of something that you're already thinking. Mm-hmm. If they do confirm that, then that's like the best thing. That's my opinion. That's like the best way to use them.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for me. If I keep hearing the number 5 or seeing it or paying attention to it, then when it's time to choose how many lovers I want to have this week, I'm going to go with 5.
Will you really go 5? Are you like a 5 lover type person?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thinking of an example.
I love it so much. Usually the people who make jokes about 5 are the ones that are like, I want to fall in love with 1% or something. Like, or I don't know. I take that back, actually. I was just hanging out with a friend of mine who was like, yeah, sugar bubble bone lovers. I'm like, girl, you want to fall in love. You want to find that one person so badly. I don't know what this 5 people talk is. So now I'm like, are you a 5 person? Are you?
No, I don't want anybody, but I was just trying to think of an example.
My Virgo asks, I'm a Virgo double Scorpio, which is why I like darkness. I love all these like scary things. It's in my blood.
Okay.
But I literally will start to like psychoanalyze you like slowly. I'm the person that will sit across from you at a dinner table and be like, I'll know your whole life by the time dinner's over. Just because
you're the type of personality that would be a really good psychic.
Oh my God. I mean, sometimes I think that I am, but sometimes I'm
whether you have the ability or not, I feel like you technically could charge people and just like tell them everything that they need to know. And just read them. I just had the worst psychic
experience.
I called a hotline. Because I was having a night where I was like I was having a night where I was like feeling really like tormented by
a
thing where I was just like, I need
guidance, help.
I need to talk to someone that's not a friend. And I so I was like, I'm just gonna call a psychic person. This person answers the phone. She goes, you booked 15 minutes? I go, no, I booked 30. She goes, you have a question? And I was like, well, like, I kind of, like, I don't know. I wanted to take it slow. Like, I didn't realize this was going to be, like, a full-on dom-sub
relationship. Like, no lube, no nothing.
I was just like, I wanted to ease into it.
Yeah. Not even a little spit, nothing?
She was just like, what? I'm like, I'm paying. She's like, what?
It sounds like you came to me as a ghost. Like, that's me.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you want? I was murdered. okay, you have, did you book 15 minutes or 30 minutes? Okay, so then what happened?
But do you have a question?
But do you have a question, Ghost?
That was exactly what this was. And then I was just like trying to ask like a question, but like it wasn't a good enough question. Like it was just a nonstop, like I said, question. Uh-huh. And I would be like, well, are you seeing anything with like my career? Do you have a question?
Uh-huh.
Like
this is a question, girl. Uh-huh.
I was scared. I was genuinely like, I've got 29 more minutes.
So then what happened? Did you get guidance? Did you get an answer?
No.
Oh my God.
Then I recently lost some friends. And so I was like, can you like see if they're around?
Uh-huh.
She's like, who? And I'm like, so I gave her like the name of a friend and she was like, they really miss you. They feel really bad. They're really sorry that they left you. Any other questions?
Shut up. I need to take her job. I love that so much.
But I'm like, I could do this shit.
You could, especially on the phone. You're like, I don't care. You could say anything, and then you hang up with, they're never going to know what you look like. They don't know who you are.
Oh my God. I could just be lounging in the bathtub. Like, okay, we got to, is this a 15-minute wet?
I love that so much. I literally was talking to people the other day. And I find that I'll be at a table full of, like, Latinas or Latine folk in L.A. And our new thing is it's like, the mixture, the clashing of the cultures, I feel, in a good way. But all of us, one by one, was like, so I consulted my bruja, and mm-hmm. she told me that da-da-da-da. And then I called my therapist, and she said that blah, blah, blah. I'm like, love this so
part
much.
Part of the team. Love like, this so much. That.
I recently was, like, falling in love with an individual in my life, and I wanted to also get guidance, and I was kind of like desperate. I was like, I don't know what the right thing to do is. Like, I'm starting to feel this like these emotions. So I consulted 3 different brujas.
Oh, wow. Right?
They all were like, no, it's mutual. Go for it, girl. Right?
See, that's great, because you get a second opinion and a third opinion.
You know, like when you
that's
write,
all the confirmation you
need.
Would
write book reports back in the day, and like in your bibliography, you would have to at least cite 3
credible sources. Cite your sources.
3 credible sources, exactly.
Anyways, that's a bibliography.
I come out, I tell him, he's like, no, not the same. He's like,
really?
Not feeling you. And it's fine. It's totally okay. Like, I'm the type to be, I'm a Virgo again, double Scorpio. So I'm like, meep, over it. But like, it was an interesting thing where I'm like, what is real? How do I know? Who do I consult? By the way, they're all phenomenal brujas. If they're listening to you, I love you all.
but they were not right.
But I was like, and I bet you anything, all 3 of them would probably hit me up and be like, That's because he's not telling you, you know? Yeah. And I'm like,
that's the part of being a psychic that I would be really bad at. Because mm-hmm. then you'd have to be like, no. See, what I meant was.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. It's what I meant. I honestly don't care at this point. I'm like, let's talk about something else. Tell me about, like, my Akashic records. Tell me about my past life.
Got it.
You know?
Tell me about the current haunted house you live in.
My apartment that I live in. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's haunted. I just know that, like, when I date or when people come over who have never been there before, my living room seems to be... In my living room, whoever lived there before kind of cut it into almost, like, a third. Like, it's the main, but there's, like, a third that's kind of, like, off to itself. They built a wall there.
Okay.
It's darker in there. Somebody used to sleep in there. And that was their bedroom. It had a door. And every time people come over, they're like, it's in there. Like, it's whatever I feel is in there. And then I'm like, where else? And they're like, in the middle room, because it's like a railroad apartment. They're called, they're like long apartments. They're called like railroad apartments or something.
Okay.
I think. And then the middle bedroom is the one that they always feel something in. And then at the very end, people always say the same 3 things. The owner of the building was a Salvadoran woman. Her children still own the building. But this was like her dream to own the building. This was her, like, she made it, you know? And so I feel like when I moved in there, I remember feeling kind of like I had to prove. When you meet anyone's mother-in-law or anyone's mother, like, you gotta, like, mothers, I feel like, are naturally like, who's this with my child? Like, who are you? Whether you're dating them or you're their friend, they're always like,
right.
¿quién es este? You know, like, who is this person? So I, very early on in my life, knew that, you know, show the mom that you're well-mannered, show the mom that how you were raised well, and you'll be invited back to the house. And so I did that with this mama ghost. I was just like, you know, I'm here to take care of the home. I want it to feel really good. I keep it really clean. I take care of my space. And so I feel like it went from feeling a little bit like haunted for me to feeling more protected. Like, so now when people come over, people are like, I don't feel like it's negative. I just feel like whatever. And I've never, I don't say anything to them. I don't say a single word.
So the mama's okay with you now, but everyone else.
I think
like,
she's
who's
just
this?
Like, who is this? Like, who is this person?
Got it.
You know? Which I love. She's a Salvadorian woman. And I'm like, oh, I'm honored that you
what
would be protective
do?
Of me. For a living or?
No. Like, what does she do
She'll,
to people?
Well, I don't know if it's her. And I don't want to, like, be insensitive as well and be, like, to my friends. Like, I think it's your mom up here. Like,
but whoever it is, it's probably someone that lived
there
or has some connection to it.
Absolutely. They'll tap, same thing. They'll tap around the living room in a way that is, like, only my living room. Like, they'll tap around it. I naturally just feel like it's, I feel like it's in the living room, so I can't sleep in the living room because I won't sleep. So I do this thing. I would feel like that there is a spirit in there that crawls on the walls. I would like meditate and I could just feel it like
crawling on the walls
and just like crawling on the ceiling. And the only way that I can describe it is like, you know, when you see like frogs in the rainforest that are like, and they kind of just crawl up.
Okay.
I feel like my third eye or something, I can just feel something on the walls. But I feel like it's a good spirit. So I always talk to, I named it Supple, which means like toad. And I'm like, I don't even think toads can do that. But I just named it Supple.
But
and
do you
I'm,
think it's like a human spirit? Or what the hell
I think
is
that?
That?
There's, I think that there's Supple who's hanging with me in there. And then I think the mom is just watching over all of us in the entire home. But Sapo, I'm always like, I have to close the door. Every time I close my bedroom door, I can't sleep. I'm always like, Sapo, hold it down out there. And then I like, Sapo's who I talk to. That might be like a whole, I'm opening a whole nother bag of chips. That might be like a guide of mine, I think. Because even when I fight with the ghosts in my dreams, I'm always like, Sapo, can you handle? Like, I've seen Sapo. Sapo will eat them sometimes. Like, he'll, like, gobble them up.
Oh, my God.
You know? Like, I'm, like...
So what does...
I'm wild. I feel so wild. I was talking to my therapist today. I was like, I'm crazy. I feel crazy. He's like, you're not crazy. You're fine.
No, this is great. But so when it comes to the paranormal stuff, what does scare you? Like, when have you been scared by this stuff? Because you seem pretty unfazed.
I mean, I get scared. I do get scared, but it's a thing of like, you know, if you're walking down an alley and someone is like gonna start shit with you, or you're walking anywhere and someone wants to square up, like you're either gonna run or you're gonna fight back. And I feel like most of the times with these ghosts, I'm like, I gotta, is that me?
That's no, that was me. Sorry.
Oh my God, please. No worries. Or like, no, it's life. That's literally the sound of life. No, I don't get scared. I just feel like I'm a little bit more curious and I'm kind of annoyed most of the time. I'm a little bit like, come on, like, have some manners about it. Like, do something.
Right.
You know, like,
don't just grab me.
I know. Don't. I'm not sure what scares me. I've never been, I mean, look, I've never been startled. I've never woken up to somebody staring at me. That might freak me the fuck out. I've never... experience someone grabbing me, that might freak me out. I don't know. Usually,
like a breath on the neck.
Yeah, because on the last episode, I think I told you, I did tell you that I went to that guy's house and I saw a figure poke his head out of the kitchen.
Yes.
And I was scared, but I was more like fascinated about it.
But that's the kind of shit I always have said, if a human did that, if I was at someone's house and all of a sudden a human like poked their head out and then like hid, that's terrifying.
Oh my God, if a human that I didn't know poked their head out and went back in, I would be like, who the fuck? But I'm more, here. That's the other thing. I'm more afraid of humans than I am of ghosts. Like literally, if you're like, would you rather see a ghost or would you rather go to Trader Joe's at rush hour? No, I don't fuck with Trader Joe's. I would see the ghost. I hate people.
We'd have a better story out of it.
I fucking hate people. I don't want to see people at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always like, I panic. Their parking lots are too small and just like their aisles. Like,
yeah.
No, I'd rather see a ghost. But I think that I truly believe, and when people tell me that they get really scared or it scares them, I'm really big on like ancestor magic. I'm really big on like, you know, call on whoever is part of your spirit team.
You're so protected.
Yeah, I think we all are.
I think I feel that way too. Mm. But
how do you feel about staying in spaces? I stayed at this haunted hotel in Arizona once and I was like,
which one?
Oh my God. Do you know them? It's in Phoenix.
What was it called?
I don't remember. There's a whole video about it on YouTube. We stayed there and we were like, we used the voice box. And
oh, I can't remember if we talked about this.
And that one I was like, I just like, I don't, like, don't give me like, boo. Don't just show. In the same way that you're saying, there was a human standing behind me or watching me sleep. Of course I'd freak out. I'm okay. Come talk to me. I'm sorry, I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, I'm okay, come talk to me. And I'm like, bitch, they are coming to talk to you. And you're, yeah. You're fighting them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm all realizing, like, am I the next?
But what happened in that hotel?
That one, like, why is it haunted?
No, to you.
That one, like, the only thing that I picked up was, like, this. I couldn't breathe in certain rooms. Like, I would walk into a room and they would be like, it's haunted in here. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm short of breath in here. I can't breathe. And then I like, again, I had to sleep with the lights on. I think the other thing too is when you talk about ghosts or anything, your feelers naturally just kind of start to go and they start to go up. You're like, is that a ghost over there? Like,
yeah,
what's
happening? Yeah.
You know,
the Hotel Congress.
Hotel Congress in Phoenix.
I think that's the one. Tucson.
Someone like jumped out of a window there or something.
Tucson.
Phoenix. Is Phoenix, are Phoenix and Tucson the same thing?
No, they're not.
No, I'm kidding.
Then who are these people? That's not you.
Oh, it's in Tucson? Yep.
I think I've been to this place.
You're
before.
Literally looking at my photo and you're like, bitch, I'm looking at your photo. It says Tucson.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah, that's definitely you in this video.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, I loved it. We're there with the Unsolved Boys. They kind of gave us advice on how to use the voice thing. EVP, all that stuff. I live for it. Like, I want to hear it. You know, a lot of my videos have orbs. I don't know if you ever like will watch any of my TikToks. I always have orbs, like always all around me. I'm like, maybe it's just dust. Specks of dust. Exactly.
You dusting?
I mean, I have somebody that helps me clean the apartment, and I clean my apartment too. But I do have a lot of plants. Maybe they're like pollinating. Maybe they're.
I have a lot of tchotchkes, which is a real nightmare to dust. And I feel like when I do videos at my home, I'm like, why is there's just dust always?
Do you get scared of like bringing spirits into your house with objects? How scared of you? How scared of ghosts are you?
Terrified.
Really?
Kind of. It depends. I've gotten way more brave over the years because I've heard so many stories about this stuff, both in a way that feels more comforting, like. I feel like I've heard so many stories that it's led me to believe, okay, a ghost is not going to, like, eat me or, like, possess me or something like
that.
Yeah,
I believe that.
So I don't have those fears. I don't want one in my home.
Yes.
I don't want that. And I'm, like, I'm real into smudging and getting things out.
Yeah. What about, like, when people talk about, I heard somewhere that ghosts are just, like, people in the sense that if there's a moody person next to you or there's somebody who's rude next to you,
they can affect telling them to leave.
Yes, exactly. Like, they can affect your mood. Like me, let's say, like, I'm hanging out with you and you're annoyed with me. You're like, oh, my God, go home. And I don't go home. I'm just there. Like, I can affect your mood. You're like, I'm not sleeping. I'm not this because you won't shut the fuck up, you know? And so I heard that, like, ghosts can act. That's how they affect you. So they don't possess you, but they can, like, kind of change your moods and change your emotions because they don't leave you alone. They're just there.
Got it. You know? They could also make you happy, maybe. Or
I'm like, hello? Like, can this ghost come and, like, make me happy, please? Because I woke up a little anxious this morning, you know?
Right.
But no, what was the other thing that I wanted to tell you about? I had a little, like, there was a shit, you were saying they're hanging around you. I forgot, some halfway.
Well, we were talking about haunted objects.
Yes, and your tchotchkes.
Can I tell you about a haunted doll that is currently for sale on eBay?
Yeah. Do people actually... Okay, keep going.
Okay, we'll do one of these.
Okay.
I'll give you a choice, because I don't know what you're into, but these are both currently up for sale. Would you like one that is a prankster? Or one that is sexual?
Let's do a prankster.
Okay.
Sexual, I'm like, I don't want to get turned on in front of these cameras. Just
Oh my God. What do you think this is? Curly, button up your shirt. Totally your thighs are hanging out, Curly.
Your fucking thighs are hanging out because you cut your pockets out, you dumb whore.
I don't think that you'll get turned on by the spirit of... okay, well, I'll save that for someone else. I won't do that one.
Yeah, let's tell me about this prankster.
Okay. So this right here is... What's her name? Luna!
Oh, my God.
Maybe she's, like, some kind of Latin. Like, Luna, I mean, she's the lady of the moon, honey.
Yeah.
Wait, where does she go? One second. This is Luna.
Oh, my God.
She's got the tilted head. She's got the braids.
I'm already mad. I just get mad. Why am I naturally... I'm mad at her already.
Well, she's a prankster. That's why.
I'm just naturally, like, mad at every spirit.
Now, I don't know how you... if you know about this, like... basically, the idea is... I'm going to tell you about the biography that they put here. Okay. And this is the spirit that has somehow found her way inside of this pigtailed ghost with the flower dress and her head tilted.
Little braids.
So this is Luna. She's 13 years old. She died when a tornado swept through her town and leveled her home.
You almost just laughed when you read that last sentence.
I didn't laugh.
I hope camera footage. I don't know if you saw that, but
it's not funny. Stop. Delete that footage.
Okay, I'm like, I thought you were going to say something like that, crack a joke in there. I'm like, you're talking about a tornado?
No.
Okay.
This is not funny.
Take two. Beep.
But the other one is very funny, the sexual one.
Do you want to do the sexual one?
No!
Okay.
So, Luna, she is smart, witty, polite, friendly, and a good girl at heart. She likes to pretend that she is a detective and looks for clues and figures out what's going on or who did what. She likes clothes and going to the mall to go clothes shopping. She likes dressing up in different costumes just for fun. She likes watching mystery movies. She likes listening to music. She also likes writing letters to people telling them something she made up or something strange that they have to figure out. She likes playing tricks or pranks on people and thinks it's funny. One day, after I started a pot of coffee, she turned my coffee maker off. When I came back to it, it wasn't brewed. And I had to turn it back on. And she did this three times before I heard her giggling and realized that she was playing a prank on me. Another time, she kept moving my newspaper around the house. So every time I put it down to do something and came back to it, it wasn't there where I left it. And I found it in a different room. She also... God, this is long.
I'm like, you gotta respect this person's hustle.
I know.
Creative writing.
She also has opened all my kitchen cupboard doors, and after I shut them all and I walked out of the room, she'd open them again. One day, I folded a basket of laundry on my bed. I came back to put it away, and Luna had put all the laundry back into my basket, so I had to fold the laundry again. Usually... if she is getting annoyed by pulling pranks, if I ask her to stop, she will.
If she's getting annoyed.
Oh, if she's getting annoyed.
Yeah, if she's getting
okay.
annoyed.
Okay. She also likes to hide my remote control for our TV, and after looking for it, then it will appear right on my coffee table or on top of our TV. A lot of times she pulls a... Damn.
This is why I would be upset, though. This is, like, prime example of why I'm like, I'm not helping you get to the
this
other side.
This sounds annoying.
Or find closure. Give me my fucking remote.
I would help you get to the other side so you can get out of here.
I'd be like, stop, we'll eat this little girl.
A lot of times after she pulls a prank, we can hear her giggle. She has communicated through my pendulums, making noises, moving things. So blah, 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 blah. She's 16 inches tall. She's got bloomers, socks, and shoes. So do you want her? I'll buy her for you.
How much is she?
I don't know.
It's wild. I just, like, I feel like this is just some shit that I'm like, what? Who is bored? Who is like, let me invite some energy And who is selling these things? And look, I respect the hustle, like I said. Like, if you...
I love it.
If I can sell you this water bottle and tell you that this is haunted water from the creek of a haunted house...
You absolutely could.
Philadelphia.
Oh, my God. There are people that do that, like... There's been so many, like, of those Christian televangelist people or whatever. They're like, this water is the water you need to drink. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you need to buy this food for the end days. Like,
I just, like, I don't know. I think that my sense of spirituality and all those things, like, I try to make it as rooted as possible, even though I was talking about how I, like, float out of my body and I have dreams of spirits. I try to, like, make it, like, I know I sound wild. Do you know what I mean?
To some people.
So I'm like, I can't wait to be a ghost, to be honest. That is like my...
Well, you're going to learn a lot. I'm trying to find this doll. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're so good.
Maybe she was sold. I can't find her anymore.
Is there a button to see like sold listings?
I just want to know how much she's worth.
No matter how hard I try. Intermission. You keep pushing me aside. While you look for that.
Anyway.
I, if you're out there, if you're listening to this ghost, would love to see you. I promise I'll be nicer to you and ask you how I may be of service. I might not do it.
But you just want to know what you
But I want to be nosy them. And know what's going on. I won't even help my friends in real life, let alone a dead person that I don't know. Just kidding, I'll help my friends.
Well, can you help me right now as I try to figure out what these ghosts are saying?
Yeah, let's listen. Wait, so this is, we're going to hear, how do we know that these EVPs are like
credible? Because they're on YouTube.
Oh, wonderful.
A place you might know a little bit about. It's time for
EVPs.
Or Evie, please. So I go to YouTube.com. I type in EVPs. I look through thousands of them, and I find the best ones I can find.
And by thousands, you're like on the first page.
No, I've done this for 3.5 years. I wish it was that easy.
Shut up. So you would go, okay, so that's amazing.
Yes, I've gone through so many of them.
Wait, but what's your sign
still
again?
Are enough. Libra.
Oh, a Libra.
My birthday was 4 days ago.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Okay, so this first one is from Paranormal Practice.
Beautiful.
And it's at a place that I'm obsessed with in Death Valley. Mm-hmm. The Amargosa Hotel and Opera House.
Amazing. I love your lipstick, by the way. Sorry, I'm like ADHD being on you right now, but...
Drugstore. okay. What is... Wait, P.S., do you know about this place?
No.
Where is it again? Oh, my God.
I was like,
it's really, in Death Valley.
I was thinking about your drugstore lipstick while you said it. Okay.
This place is so cool. So it's this old historic mining area.
Uh-huh.
This hotel has been there for forever. The story goes that this woman was like a Broadway dancer, ballerina lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's like on vacation one day, I think in the 60s. Fact check me. Don't take facts from me. And she's like driving around with, I think, her husband. And then they have a flat tire.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, what is that building over there? And it has like a little opera house.
Uh-huh.
It's like this hotel with like a cute little opera house. So they end up buying it.
Uh-huh.
And she would do shows there that like little solo dancing shows and stuff. And people would come from all over the place to watch her and see her shows and to stay at the hotel. But it's also very haunted.
What year is this?
I believe that first happened, wait, I'm looking it up, in the 60s.
Okay.
Okay. Here it is. So,
I love that.
Oh, it's so cool. But they say it's very haunted. I believe a ghost show or two have been there. It says, though Death Valley Junction has not been known as a place of tragedies, it is allegedly haunted, according to a number of reports. One interesting ghost who has been seen is a mysterious cat who has been known to interrupt the woman's performances at the opera house. Also allegedly haunted the theater is the spirit of Tom
Willett, her former partner, who has been spied sitting in one of the chairs observing performances. An unrenovated section of the hotel has been affectionately referred to by staff as Spooky Hollow due to a number of strange happenings that take place there. This part of the building was once used as a dormitory for the miners during the borax days.
It's always the miners, isn't it? It's always the miners that are, like, out here haunting places.
Miners, yes. But the type that are in a mine, not the ones that are under 18.
Oh, yeah, not...
In room 24 of the Amargosa Hotel, guests have repeatedly reported hearing the sounds of a crying child during the night when no children are staying in the hotel. This may be the ghost of a young girl who drowned in the bathtub in 1967. In room 32, it is said to harbor a threatening, malevolent presence that gives visitors the chills. Evidently, this room was once called home to a mining boss and is known that a hanging took place in the room. Anyway, so there's a lot of ghosts going on here. That was all from legendsofamerica.com. Anyway, back to the ghost speaking. What is this ghost saying?
Oh, my God. I'm horrible at this. I always need the subtitles.
No, but that's the fun, just to, like, straight up guess.
No, I love it, though. But just for the record, I can barely understand people who are alive, let alone...
You got this. I believe in you.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's so loud. Sorry.
Can you do it one more time? Can you do it one more time? It's not like it's saying Debbie Reynolds.
Oh, my God. Debbie Reynolds. Kinda. Debbie someone.
Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Ryan. Okay. Well, what? They did not think that it was saying Debbie Reynolds.
What did they think?
Here's some options.
Okay.
Is it A, get it, girl? B, let it go? C, that ain't cool? Or D, Demi Lovato?
Uh-huh. See, Demi and Debbie.
Okay, it's one of those options.
Can I look at those options again? Oh, no. Does it have the answer?
Yeah, I can't tell you. So is it A, get it, girl? B, let it go? C, that ain't cool? Or D, Demi Lovato?
Okay. Okay, do it again. Is it that ain't cool?
They believe it's let it go.
Can you say it one more time? I don't hear Let It Go.
I kind of do. It sounds maybe like, it's like a Frozen fan.
Let It Go. It sounds, or a Fru Fru fan. Drink up.
Let It Go.
One more time.
That's the limit. I can't play it anymore.
I just, really? They won't let you play it anymore?
No, I can, but I can't hear it again. I think it's just Let It Go.
It sounds, it's like, who goes, Let It Go?
Because they're like, let it go. Yeah, we're ghosts here.
Let it go.
I would get over it.
I would like a ghost who has a cadence that is like, let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds. Okay, here's one more. This is from Sherry Stewart. And this was recorded at the Monroe House in Hartford City, Indiana. Also, some people call that place the Demon House.
Oh, wow. I don't really fuck with demons. And I love your facial expression right now. What a dream. They're good.
I know. There's definitely like a... I don't know if that's the ghost hunter. I don't know what
is
happening.
What is that ghost doing? Okay.
There's definitely a whisper underneath the...
Yeah, it sounds like... It sounds like God, maybe. Something God? I don't know. Something God.
Is it A? No one loves you inside.
Oh. It's every day.
B? Don't get left behind. C, I don't like your kind. Or D, Now we're getting tight. Like they're bonding. Now we're getting tight.
Oh, let's do it again. Is it C?
I don't like your kind.
Uh-huh.
They believe it is no one loves you inside.
Oh, that's, I mean, that's shit that I tell myself every day. I don't need a ghost to tell me that.
But I think that what they mean is like inside the house. Like no one loves you here.
Oh,
like,
can you do it one more time? I know you hate this, but.
No one loves you. That's what I hear. No one loves you.
No one loves God.
No one loves.
I mean, look, those are beautiful. I love it. It's like, how do you know? How do you know? I did try that thing. Have you ever done this where you like put your phone and you record it next to you? And you like, you leave your phone recording audio next to you in bed?
No, I'm so scared.
Oh my God, I love it. And then you can just look to see like the files. Like you can see when things are changing or moving.
And what have you heard?
Nothing.
But still, imagine if all of a sudden you did hear a voice of someone.
I would love it. I would love that so much.
But what if it wasn't a ghost?
What do you mean? Like it was just like a man living in the walls or something?
Yes.
I mean, even better. Someone's got to live there.
They better pay rent. Okay. Well, I think we could wrap it up here.
I do have a question for you, if I may. You said that you have listened to countless ghost stories and you have had some of your own experiences, let's just say. Can you say without any sort of doubt in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, that you absolutely believe that ghosts are real?
Yeah, I believe it's real. What do you mean?
Yeah, like can you believe, like if you were to be like, you have all this information in your head and all these people that have told you stories, can you 100% be like, I know that ghosts are absolutely real?
Oh, yeah, like I believe that we do not know and no human being knows the correct answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there are things in this world that certainly sound like ghosts. They certainly make sense that it would be a ghost, you know.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden I see a very specific person that is no longer alive and then they disappear, well, that's like the definition of what a ghost is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know that that happened to me. Was it just in my brain? I don't know. But does that invalidate it? I don't know.
You just reminded me. Sorry, I know we have to go, but you unlocked that memory in my brain of what one of the ghosts like looked like. Like he was just like it was just his clothing there. Like I couldn't see his face, but it was like he was fully dressed. So now I'm like, oh, you just unlocked something. Sorry, as you were talking, I'm like, Anyways, point of all this story is that I need to go home and be kinder to these ghosts when they come talk to me.
Yes. Welcome them in. Set up some recording equipment and just do a podcast with them.
Be like, come through. Maybe I'll do it tonight. I'm feeling a little inspired with the ghosts.
Yes. You know. Okay, let me just do a rapid fire.
Well, because I feel like I do Halloween-esque things all the time. It's like part of like my life. I feel like I dress up all the damn time. I feel like I am constantly talking to spirits and like clearly like being comfortable with them. I scare myself all the time. I feel like Halloween is for the normies to kind of like be a part of something that is already a part of so many of our lives already. Not to take away from people who are also like me and really love Halloween. But I'm always like, dress up every day, diva. Live your best life. Talk to some ghosts in real life.
Eat as much candy as you want all
the
time.
Yeah, talk to some ghosts. Like,
knock on strangers' doors and say, hey, give me a treat.
Exactly.
Do that all the time.
I'm like, don't wait for one day to like just do the whole thing.
I'm all about that. I'm like, every day should be Thanksgiving.
Oh,
every day should be Christmas.
Every day, I wish.
Give gifts, receive gifts.
Everything.
Give love, eat.
But
too much food.
Thank you for having me on here with you. That's so super nice. I'm excited to have been invited back. I hope that...
Oh my God, anytime, please.
I hope that I get invited back again. By the way, this was a mission to make happen because I have this ADHD that I was telling you about, right? Which I'm so happy to get my diagnosis because I literally am like, I don't understand why I'm like this. Why do I put something down and distracted like all the time. And not like how people think it's going to be, but like I am in dream land in my head all the time. And then when we finally had a date to make it happen, we were like so excited. And then I think the day before I tested positive for COVID, which was horrible, by the way. Definitely, well, I'm not going to tell you to do anything. Live your best life, diva. Get COVID, don't get COVID, whatever. And then...
what was that? Could you say that again for everyone?
No, I was going to be like, go get your vaccine. But I'm like, at this point, I'm like, whatever. I'm going to live my life and get my vaccine. You do whatever the fuck you want. But then I'm thinking, I'm spiraling. I spiral all the time. This is my head. Anyways, get COVID. And then you're like, come back. And we set a date. And here we are. And then we realize that I'm actually very close to the studio. So it
very.
Was chef's kiss, meant to be super easy.
Well, I'm so happy it worked out.
Absolutely.
Where do people hear your podcast and everything?
Oh my God, you can hear our podcast on anywhere that you listen to your podcast. It's called, it's a little long, so write it down. It's called the Super Secret Bestie Club. And it's basically my best friend and I. We talk every single day, multiple times for hours. We do a lot of like insight therapeutic work with each other. Like we'll do a regular conversation for us on a Tuesday morning. It's like, now, is that rooted in ego or is that rooted in setting actual boundaries for yourself? Uh-huh. And we're literally just talking about like somebody that we went on a date with like 6 years ago. Do you know what I mean? So we do a lot of internal work with each other. And so we started this podcast to kind of do work with a lot of people who listen to us and want to just talk about petty things and fun stuff and anything that you would talk to your best friend about in a treehouse, in a clubhouse. That's what our podcast is about.
Love it.
Absolutely. And then there's a little zodiac section at the end of it in case you want to. It's a lot of our notes of, you know, people leave notes about what they think about podcasts. Uh-huh. A lot of our bad notes are because we trash Capricorns all the time. And by we, I mean me. So we're in season two. We're hoping, not we're hoping, but I am going to make a mental note to be kinder to Capricorns. Because
I don't know. You know, it's weird. I don't know anything about any of that.
Really?
I know so much about the paranormal. I know nothing about Zodiac.
It's interesting because I know so much about Zodiac, but Libras are the one sign that I'm like, I don't really know much about Libras. I don't know what it is.
All I ever do is meet Libras.
What do you think Libras are like? Fun.
I don't know. Although, I honestly don't know. Like, indecisive.
I hear that femme Libras are great. That's all I know.
You know what's funny is that I believe one of the main things is being indecisive, and you asked me what a Libra is, and I'm like, I don't know.
You're like,
I think that is a Libra thing, actually.
Do you find me, like, Scorpio-esque at all?
I don't know what that means.
It means that I'm mysterious and maybe somewhat intimidating.
No.
Oh. Okay, well.
You need to get your money back from whoever told you that.
I'm totally kidding. I think I'm too nice for it to be mysterious and intimidating.
No, you're not mysterious. You're literally telling me some dirty secrets.
Damn, I really wanted to be mysterious.
No. Well, anyway, Curly, thank you.
Thank you so much again. And thanks to everybody who's listening and hanging out with us. Why did I say it like I was on my own podcast?
I put a curse on you. Bye. All right.
Thank you so much to Curly. Make sure you check out the video version, which will hopefully be, if you're listening to this the day this pod drops, it might not be out today, but within the next few days, check it out on youtube.com, or I'll link it in the little link thing in my bio on Instagram, because, I mean, Curly's turning a look. We have a great time. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. Please be subscribed. Please tell your friends. Please rate it 5 stars. Send me your ghost stories and a 5-star review, or email them to me at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. I'm loving doing these listener episodes more regularly again, so please send those stories right in the subject line, listener episode, to ghostedbyroz@gmail.com, and give me some bullet points of the stories that we could talk about. And I'm on Instagram at Roz Hernandez, TikTok and Twitter at It's Roz Hernandez. Happy Halloween! I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!